can handle the truth. Truth.
Hey, doing good. Oh, and everything seems to work. And everything seems to be working. That's hard, isn't it? Yep. I'll let you know when I want to play that clip. Okay. Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 28th day of April, 2018. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business, is built upon is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found either on my primary website, anticorruptionsociety.com, or my secondary website, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net, or my third website, which I've been working on all week, peopleforsafetechnologies.com. There's also an IDH program links page on anticorruptionsociety.com where you can locate links to many of the topics we discuss on the show. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. The 10th edition is near completion and will soon become available. So many new ideas and strategies have been added, it is recommended that when it's finished, you replace any previous edition that you have with this one. This guide contains valuable tools for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Well, last week we talked about smart meters, and I'd like to talk about smart meters again this week. And last week I intimated that I was going to do a little discussion of our smart meter denial of consent notice, and I spent the whole week polishing it up, finishing it off. I don't know if the listeners are aware of this, but I do have three websites, and I am the webmaster of all three. So whenever I have to upload things or write things, or God forbid, change anything, it takes me quite a while, because I have to sometimes redo links if I add or replace something. So this week I've been working on the whole idea of the smart meter denial of consent notice, trying to make it simple as I can. And yet giving enough information that people get a clue of what to do with it. If it's too sketchy, then people just throw up their hands and they don't know what to do. So that, I think it's done. I've edited it and edited it and edited it. And when you guys go there, I'll make it available tonight. Anybody who wants to see it can. And I'm going to read the description of it. You can go right now if you want to follow along to my website, peopleforsafetechnologies.com. And you will see at that website, I got to get up on my screen to make sure that I've got everything exactly correct. Yes, you will see at people's, which I've been updating all week. I might add that too. peopleforsafetechnologies.com. I have a page on cell phone towers. I have a page on cell phones. One on some professional reports that have come out exposing the problems with wireless radiation. One page on smart grid. A smart meter handout. A page just on smart meters. A page on Wi-Fi. And I did finish the page called Smart Meter Denial of Consent Notice. And that's what I'm going to be reading from tonight and talking about. I think it's kind of, you know, the more I looked at it, I think it's something we all may need to use. And I plan on using it this week when it comes to my power company, because we got the notice in the mail saying that they're going to do it. They're going to install smart meters. So let me read the description we have on that, and if you can get there yourself, People for Safe Technologies, again, the link at the tab at the top says Smart Meter Denial along with me. Okay, so first what we wanted to do is put out a description of what this is and why we're using this approach. So this is what we put together. Following is a lawful strategy for denying consent for your electric company to install a smart meter on your home or business. It can also be reworded to demand that one be removed if it's already in place. While there are no guarantees that this notice will ensure that your power company won't, one, force you to accept a smart meter, or two, make you pay a monthly fee to opt out, many think this process is the best alternative to hopefully avoid both. This is not legal advice. It is a common sense, everyday law approach to notifying your electric company of your awareness and preferences while piercing their corporate veil at the same time. Corporations are themselves legal fictions with living men and women officiating them. This can be done without hiring an attorney, as corporate veils were actually created by lawyers. It is extremely unlikely any of them will help strategize to pierce them. It is important to notice the officers of the corporation that you buy electricity from that you do not consent to having a smart meter installed on your home. Phone calls and or petitions aren't recognized in their corporate world, nor are constitutional rights, as they are all under the commercial legal system, also known as the Uniform Commercial Code. Whereas, and now we're putting in here a little definition of what a notice is, UCC Section 1-202, Notice, Knowledge, A, subject to subsection F, a person has notice of a fact if the person, one, has actual knowledge of it, or two, has received a notice or notification of it, or three, from all the facts and circumstances known to the person at the time in question, has reason to know that it exists. Again, that's a direct quote of UCC Section 1-202, and anybody can do a search and find it. It is also important to understand that utility companies are highly regulated by the government. The authority of all regulatory bodies originated with the Federal Register Act, 1935. To apply these regulations to their customers, utility companies must use the same legal definitions as the agencies that write the regulations. This explains why your name on your bill from the power company is in all caps. The all caps entity on the bill is not a living man or woman, but it is a legal fiction, quote, person, unquote. Then we inserted a direct quote from the Federal Register, and this is Federal Register and the Code of Federal Regulations, which is the title, and it can be located in 44 U.S. Code, USC, Chapter 15, Section 1501, Point Definitions. So in the Federal Registry, the Federal Register has a definition of the word person, and it shouldn't surprise listeners of this show to hear how they define a person. Quote, person, unquote, means an individual, partnership, association, or corporation that is four artificially created legal entities, and not one of them is a living being. The legal fiction persons cannot be harmed by radio frequencies, but living men, women, and children can. This is why it is important to include the fact that you are communicating to the power company as a living flesh and blood man or woman. Both a letter and a notice should be sent together by certified mail with a green return receipt card to the CEO and top officers of your electric company. The fact that the corporation that represents your Public Utility Commission has approved the installation of smart meters while making no assurances as to their safety puts the issue right back into the lap of the private electric corporations. Then I have a little note in there on the website and on the PDF document that you'll be able to download and see for yourself, saying, see the beginning of the documentary, Take Back Your Power by Josh Del Sol. Let's listen to that now. Ken, we listened to it last week, but it's important, so it's short. Let's listen again to what they revealed in the Supreme Court of Maine when they had a hearing on smart meters. And you will hear the lawyer for the Utility Commission speaks first, and he is talking to the judges, and the judges are asking him questions and querying what his position is. Okay, sorry. Can we play it? Okay, thanks.
About the safety of smart meters, he does not have to have it.
It is the PUC's decision that by allowing an opt-out, it can duck an obligation to consider the health or the trespass issues.
Your Honor, all of these issues were before the commission in the earlier proceedings. The commission had a proceeding on this,
but it didn't decide any of those issues.
No, Your Honor, the commission did not.
The commission, in fact, declined to do the analysis to make the decisions about health and safety.
The remedy for all of the concerns in those proceedings was to offer an opt-out.
How about the members of the public that are not opting out? Isn't it the Commission's responsibility to look after their health and safety and to make a judgment as to whether they're being unreasonably exposed to RF?
Your Honor, nothing in the world can be made absolutely safe.
So are you admitting that they're not safe? Is it the PUC's position that these are safe enough?
Your Honor, the public is free to have whatever concerns it would have.
What the Commission is doing, as you present it, is saying it has declined to do the health and safety analysis. You're on your own.
No, the Commission instructed the utility to, in its communication plans, provide information to all of its customers about smart meters. And so it's to the science that is out there.
But Mr. McCullough, there's still all those people that have them. And for those people, you're saying that the state of affairs can be that the Commission can take no position on their safety.
And leave it up to the utility?
I think that was the long version. Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. So anyway, I played that last week. I played it again. It's really important to listen closely to what they're saying. The Public Utility Commission in Maine, and I believe that's true in Ohio, I see all the evidence that's true in Ohio as well, has decided to not make a decision as to the safety. They're just no comment is their position, and leave it up to the electric company. The electric company, I didn't look at the electric companies in Maine to see what they were doing. I did look at the electric company where I live, which is huge, American Electric Power. And on their website, they say nothing about any risks or dangers. Not a word. Nada. So it's left up to no one to warn the public. We're on our own. And basically, when it comes to this government corporation, that's been true across the board. I mean, we're on our own when it comes to the safety of our food. We're on our own when it comes to the safety of the medicine they give us. We're on our own when it comes to the media. We're creating our own. So it's really important that people stop with the fantasy that there's some level of government that is out there protecting them. And if Trump is going to be a good guy, he's got a whole 600-plus agency network that is all set up to cause harm. And for him to turn that around will be monumental. I just can't believe that they set this whole thing up and they're going to allow one man to come in and turn it around. However, it would be nice. Okay, back to the smart meter denial of consent notice, this two-page description or one-and-a-half-page description that we have as part of a packet, basically. You can download the packet and get this exact piece of paper. You can print it out, and you'll get the other pieces of paper needed to pursue this. So back to this little description. The general population has no contracts or agreements with public utility commissioners. We do, however, have contracts or agreements with our power companies. The enclosed letter and notice can be used as templates, but they need to be personalized. The names of your electric company's officers and the public utility commissioners can generally be found on the internet. The letter and the notice should be done in the name of the man or woman the utility account is under. The signature can be either notarized or validated by two witnesses. The notice is a collection of indisputable facts. It's important to note that none of the players in the smart meter rollout are making any claims regarding the safety of this biologically damaging device. Therefore, safety is the issue. In our dysfunctional legal system, consent is presumed unless specifically denied. The notice is designed to meet that requirement. Officially deny consent. Whereas a phone conversation with an electric company employee does not qualify as an official denial of consent. Save a copy of the letter, the notice, and the delivery receipt that will contain the certified mail number. In our sample, there would be four letters, four notices, and four green receipts. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back to finish this up in a few.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, welcome back, and we are reading from the description of the smart meter denial of consent notice that is available for everyone to see on our website, peopleforsafetechnologies.com. And we just finished it this week. I was prompted to finish this when I got a notice from American Electric Power that they were indeed planning on installing in my community smart meters. So, while I had started the website like in 2014, they had been on hold. I found out more about why they were on hold, and now they're proceeding. So now it's time to send them a notice. Okay, finishing up on this description. Note, on both the letter and the sample smart meter denial of consent notice, items in red are to be personalized. We have included a fill-in-the-blank version of both the letter and the notice for those that don't type. It's not unheard of for the power companies to ignore or refute your denial of consent, requiring that you repeat the process. Their first response might be to remind you they aren't offering the option to keep your analog meter. Send them a reminder that you have noticed them and that you aren't interested in a new contract or agreement. Repeat if necessary. Be persistent. Don't be afraid to repeat. Repeat. One of my consultants told me this week that 3 times is the magic number, and I'm beginning to think that's true. So 3 times at least. If the employees of the power company contact you and ask where you got this information, simply say, from others who share your concerns, and no more. The less is said, the better. And I think most of you are familiar that once they find the source, they go at the source, trying to do everything they can to discredit the source and nip it in the bud. So it doesn't help the public to identify their sources. Okay, let the documents speak for themselves. Don't identify the website. Don't identify me. Don't say I was on the radio to the power company. Certainly share it with your friends, and eventually they'll figure it out, but why give them any help? Okay, so we've got this, and looking at the Empower Movement strategy that was actually put together by Cal Washington as a result of that wonderful documentary that I recommended last week that you can see on YouTube called Take Back Your Power. I looked at his documents, and they were so complex that I felt that very few people are going to be able to pull that off. I'm not entirely sure that his argument is this illegal trespass. Well, I would never have gone there because the illegal trespass under the Homeland Security, the new rule surveillance state, I'm not so sure that they're going to say that's illegal trespass. I'm not so sure they're just going to say, well, we can do that because, you know, we're fighting a war on terror. I don't think that's our strongest strategy. Okay. Now, if his strategy works and the problem's solved, then the rest of us can just move on. You know, I'm not wishing him ill will. I would love it to work, but I'm not going to use it for myself because I don't think I can make the argument that it's illegal trespass and win in any sense of the word. However, I feel comfortable in making the argument that their charter does not authorize them to harm living flesh and blood men and women. And this is what we have put in the notice. This is why the lawyers don't like our strategy, because we are piercing the corporate veil on both ends. We are identifying ourselves as the living, not the dead legal fiction person that all their rules and regulations are written for. That's one corporate veil. We're taking ourselves out from under that corporate definition, that legal person corporation, one man band. And the other thing is they're not allowed to harm living flesh and blood men and women. So when they're acting outside of their corporate charter, they're on their own. Okay, stay tuned. We'll talk about this more when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, we're back, and I wanted to read a letter that was kind of, since I find it on my desk, that was kind of telling. I got a hold of this letter when a woman in Pennsylvania, her name is Susan, contacted me. She was trying to get rid of smart meter, and what she had done is she bought one, an analog meter, and paid an electrician to make the switch over, and the power company was very upset. She felt that the smart meter was making her sick, and I have no reason to doubt her. You know, I cannot speak for how she feels physically, and the smart meter is making lots of people feel sick. If you, again, watch Take Back Your Power, you're going to get a pretty good idea of how much problems these smart meters are causing. So she sent me a copy. She went and hired a lawyer, paid the dude $300. And when I say dude, it shows I don't respect him, and I don't, because I got a copy of the letter that was sent on her behalf by this lawyer, and I'm going to share it with you. I learned two things from this letter. A, I learned that we were doing the right approach. based on how the lawyer wrote his letter, okay? And two, it showed and it proved to me that the lawyer had absolutely no intention of challenging the status quo. None, nada. So I'm going to read what this lawyer wrote. First of all, this is a lawyer out of Philadelphia, and it's on his letterhead, so he starts at the top with the date. Well, if you are on the web and you can look at that page that I mentioned earlier about smart meter notice of non-consent, denial of consent notice, there is a link. As you scroll down to very close to the bottom, it says, here is the 8-page PDF. And it contains the sample letter, a fill-in-the-blank letter, a sample smart meter denial of consent notice, and detailed instructions for creating and mailing the notice. When I look at the letter that we put together and the letter he put together, I was really pleased because we had very close to the same format and included very much the same information from a legal standpoint, not from a content standpoint. So looking at his letter that was sent, first of all, he starts with the date. The second line down is the certified mail number, which is what we have. Then he has the name of the CEO, his position, and his corporation, and the address of the headquarters of that corporation. The corporation is Exelon, and they're headquartered in Chicago. Then he put down the name of the party on whose behalf he was writing, and that was a customer, one of their customers, and the account number. We have that on ours as well. He also put something that I have not figured out. It's in all caps. It says, notice of self-help. There's nothing I've seen legally that makes any justification of why he put that on there, unless it's a code, you know, that he's been told not to do this, and he's doing it as if it's self-help from his client. I don't know why that's there. Okay, here's what he says to the CEO. And the CEO just happened to be Craig Adams. Dear Mr. Adams, please be advised that we represent Bluhu, and that's the woman who hired him. Mrs. Bluhu lives at the above address and is a customer of yours, account number such and such. You have installed a smart meter at Mrs. Bluhu's home, outside her bedroom, and without her permission. He did put down smart meter number. He wrote down the number of the smart meter. I'm not sure that's necessary, but he put that in there. Mrs. Bluhu does not consent to the installation of the smart meter and ask, instead of asks, that you replace it with an analog meter. Mrs. Bluhu has a particular health issue that requires her to be cautious of every safety risk. She subscribes to the belief that no, as proven to her by several writings, that these smart meters are subjecting her to a safety risk. When I read that line, I swear she should have fired him. She shouldn't have paid him. Because he is stating that all she has is a belief by several writings. He doesn't even cite the writings. Mrs. Bluhu is free to demand the absolute safety of the systems attached to her home, and she demands that the smart meter be removed and an analog meter be substituted instead. Mrs. Bluhu is willing to provide a substitute reading each month. Mrs. Bluhu is in dire need due to her consciousness of the potential danger to her as well as her unique health situation. Due to her consciousness of the potential danger? Already, Mrs. Bluhu has seen an elevation of her blood pressure. She has become irritable. She is not sleeping well. Her heart races and pounds, and she is worried with the smart meter being outside her bedroom. Her current illness, which makes her particularly susceptible to the signal from the smart meter, is diagnosed as a vaccine injury, a variant of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Her condition has caused her to develop multiple chemical and environmental sensitivities, taxing her immune compromised system further with relentless exposure to magnetic fields via installing hazardous equipment on the side of her home for your convenience is unacceptable. She demands removal and replacement in the next 30 days for these reasons, and she may take action to help herself afterwards. In addition, she is aware of relentless exposure, fires, and cancer-causing risks, plus the danger from spikes in the electric system. We ask that you honor Mrs. Bluhu's request in the next 30 days so that her safety and welfare is assured and to avoid further pursuit of this matter. Your cooperation is appreciated. And then he signs his name and he sends a copy to the utility company customer service center and a copy to a Judge Nelson Diaz, which I, again, had I hired him, I would have prohibited that. She just assumed that he was going to represent her best interest, and he sent this letter off. Obviously, he's not piercing the corporate veil. Obviously, he is not providing any, and he didn't send a notice. He just claimed that this is a notice of self-help. He didn't provide any documentation to that CEO that we have, and we have bucket loads of it, that these meters are harmful. And what can I say? She paid the man $300 and he blew it. That's why I honestly cannot believe that any lawyer will be able to help us with these issues. They will not pierce that corporate veil. That's all there is to it. Well, she got a letter back from, this was so strange, the letter back came from the attorney for the company. Okay, of course. No surprise there. And she addressed it to the lawyer who wrote it in his address. And she put regarding request to remove the AMI meter. And she put down the account number. And then she put the wrong name. Dear Mr. So-and-so. And that is not the name of the man who wrote her the letter. I found that very strange. She goes on to say in her response, I'm in receipt of your correspondence to the CEO, dated August 5th. In your letter, you advised that your client, Mrs. Bluhu, did not give her consent for PICO to install the advanced metering infrastructure, smart meter. They're calling it an AMI, advanced metering infrastructure, at her property on May 23rd, 2014, and she would like the meter removed and replaced with an AMR meter. Simply not true. That's not what the request was. The request was an analog meter, not an AMR meter, which is an automated meter reading. This lawyer just blew that off, you know, changed it and wrote something else. You expressed that Mrs. Blue had some concerns about the AMI meter and the effects she believes the meter may have on her health. PICO is unable to remove the AMI meter and reinstall an AMI meter, an AMR meter, at this property. PICO is required to install AMI meters for the company's electric distribution customers, subject to the requirements of Act 129. Consistent with complying with this law, PICO must install AMI meters for all current AMR customers by the end of 2014. Consequently, PICO's current meter inventory only contains AMI meters. This woman purchased her own analog meter and had it installed, and they came and removed it. By way of background, Governor Edward Randell signed Act 129 of 2008 into law on October 12, 2008. The act took effect 30 days thereafter on November 14, 2008, an amended section, blah, 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 of the Public Utility Code. Remember I said the Public Utility Commissions don't work for the people, they work for the governor? Among other things, the act specifically directed that electric distribution companies such as PECO, with more than 100,000 customers, file smart meter technology procurement and installation plans with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for approval. See 66 PACS section 2807 parentheses F. The statute does not provide customer with an option to opt out of smart meter installation. Then she goes on to cite two decisions by the Public Utility Commission. Okay. Now, remember, the Public Utility Commission has never been going to take the liability. They shouldn't. We don't have a contract with them. They simply are there to make it appear that somebody's minding the store. Okay? And that short audio clip that I played in the beginning of the show that was more evidence that in this country, I do not believe any of the public utility commissions are assuring the safety of smart meters. So as the judge in Maine said, well, if you're not going to assure the safety and all you're giving them is an option to opt out, then you're leaving it up to the electric company. So this electric company, the lawyer, is pushing it back onto the Public Utility Commission. Okay, I will read you our notice and you will see how we accounted for that and we are cutting that one off. This is so typical of government. They avoid accountability at all costs. No, it's his department. No, it's their department. No, it's in the federal government. No, it's this. No, it's that. This goes on ad nauseum. And I believe that that audio clip very much points us in the right direction. The equipment that's going on the house is owned and maintained by the power company. That's who you have a contract with, period. Okay, so the letter that came back from the attorney goes on to say, scientific studies have not identified any health concerns associated with the use of the smart meter. And that's it. That's it. That's not an assurance that it's safe. It's the same old stall. This was exposed in Take Back Your Power, how the tobacco company could not prove tobacco was safe, so they took the position is we need more studies. it was a stall, and that's what they do. The same thing with vaccines. We don't have evidence yet. 20 years later, we don't have evidence yet of any harm or damage. Therefore, we're just going to proceed because we don't have evidence of harm or damage. Well, if you don't look for it, and all the studies regarding smart meters have been done by industry, that the studies they're basing their entire program on were done by industry, even though we've got tons of information from independent people who are there just looking for real science, showing that industry is hiding the details, hiding the facts. But this is how this attorney for the power company is responding. I believe we can use this kind of information to strengthen what we're doing. So we see how they think. I kind of knew how they think. A lot of you who've had anything to do with them have figured out how they think. So we're trying we're trying to cover the bases here. It helped me a lot when she showed me that letter, because especially, and the letter back from the attorney for the power company. Now we see how they're playing their game. So we can develop a better strategy. Thank them very much, you know? Okay, so here's the letter that we came up with. He sent a letter to the CEO. Our letter is to be sent to the CEO. And again, if you go to peopleforsafetechnologies.com, and you click on that page, scroll down to where it says, here is the 8-page PDF. You'll find what I'm reading. It's there. Okay. At the top, this is a sample letter. We put the date, the certified mail receipt, a place for that. Excuse me. Our name and address and account number. Then the name of the CEO of the power company. And in our example, we use American Electric. Their address. And this is what our letter says. Dear Mr. Akins is his name. He's the current CEO. Recently, I became aware that your corporation plans on installing smart meters on homes and businesses in Ohio. Please note, I was not a party to that decision. Okay, we will finish our letter after the break. Stay tuned.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. Okay, we're back, and I was reading the sample letter that we have in our little packet, a sample of what you can say to the CEO of your power company. We did the exact same thing as this Philadelphia lawyer. We're sending it certified mail. with a return receipt request, RRR, return receipt request, and in their home office, okay, giving the account number. Only our content is completely different than what he said. Okay, so recently I became aware that your corporation plans on installing smart meters on homes and businesses. Please note I was not a party to that decision. Enclosed is my legal notice, UCC 1-202, regarding the installation of a smart meter on my house. It represents my denial of consent. I do hereby request that my denial of consent be filed on my account and that AEP smart meter installers be so informed. I do not consent to having a smart meter or an analog wireless transmitting meter placed on my home. My original contact with your corporation was an analog meter, not a transmitting and tracking device. I do not consent to a new contract which would alter these terms. Appreciatively, and sign your name, type your name. If you know how to do a business, you don't know how to do a business letter, we have a fill-in-the-blank version of this letter if you want to do that and send it off, save people time who don't type. At the bottom, we have an enclosure, and the enclosure is smart meter denial of consent notice. Then we have certified CC copy to three vice presidents for the company, okay? We're not relying just on one letter to the CEO. We're going to notify three VPs as well. So that's different than his approach right there. We're saying we don't give consent, and we had a contract with you, and we don't agree to new terms. Okay, he didn't do that, did he? No. In fact, he didn't really provide any information to validate her research, which had already demonstrated in her mind, in my mind, and almost anybody who takes a close look at this issue, that the research is there showing they are not safe. So now I'd like to review, before the break, I can get started, what the notice says. And we have the copy of a sample notice in that packet that I was talking about. We also have two fill-in-the-blank copies of this notice, again, for people who don't type. If you put together the sample that we've got with the fill-in-the-blank, almost anybody should be able to do this. I mean, we try to make it as simple and as easy as we can. When things get too complex, very few people are even willing to take them on. And even then, some people are just so afraid that the repercussions might be bad. And, well, people, the repercussions of living with a smart meter, I think, are worse. We'll be back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This.